football on In Play Radio. Yeah, yeah. The Champions League.
These two sides have met quite recently. The last couple of seasons, they've met in the knockout stages of the Champions League, and it's more often than not come down to away goals, Leeds. It's usually a tight fixture. Do you see it being that way this time around?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm fascinated to see what Chelsea do in Europe. On this podcast, I've put them up as being potential finalists when their Premier League season was looking absolutely desperate. It looks a little better now, doesn't it? Obviously, under Gus Hiddink, they're unbeaten, and they've put in some good performances. Obviously, smashed Newcastle to bits at the weekend with goals from all over the place. I don't see them being quite as gung-ho going to Paris. As you say, they've got mixed emotions with Paris Saint-Germain. Obviously, away goals helped them the season before last, but killed them last season. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to it again, and they must know the importance of away goals going to Paris. So I think we'll see a measured Chelsea approach, not giving too much away, looking to keep wraps on that man Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and I think they'll look for that away goal. But if they come back to Stamford Bridge with a 0-0, I don't think they'd be too upset with that. Obviously, that means that one goal for PSG would be very damaging for them at Stamford Bridge. But I think we'll see a measured approach from Chelsea. They don't have much luck going to France. They've only won one game in the Champions League when they've been to France, losing four and drawing two of them. But obviously, you know, the draw, as you said last year, 1-1. I think they'd like that. I think that'd be a very good result for them, taking that away goal back to Stamford Bridge. It's interesting though, because you know, PSG's home form is just sublime in Europe. One loss in 37 home games in all European competitions. That was against last year's champions, Barcelona. So no shame there. You look at the home form at the minute. They drew at the weekend. That's the first time they've dropped any points or haven't won a game at home since the 21st of October last year when they drew 0-0 with Real Madrid at home. So you know, they're just brilliant at home. And that man's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I mean, he's just ridiculous how many goals he scores in this French division. But we were looking at the French league earlier on, weren't we? And it's purely a mismatch.
Yeah.
70 points they've got compared to Monaco in second with 46. 51 goal difference. Monaco got a plus +8. They shouldn't be allowed to play in the French division. So this is different now. And you look at Zlatan's stats, and you know, he's obviously a phenomenal player. He scored a lot of goals in the group stages of the Champions League. But in the knockout stages, he's not quite as good. And it kind of, people who criticise him do say, well, is he an absolute world-class player? Can he do it at the highest level? He scored 38 in 79 in the group stages and 7 in 36 in the Champions League knockout games. One of those was against Chelsea, of course. Just putting a bit of a warning in there. If you're looking at that, Ibrahimovic to score and Paris Saint-Germain to win at 2-1. He's 21-20 to score at any time now. But he's got a better record than Diego Costa, who's got 1-14 in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Much better under Hiddink. I think he scored 18-11 now under Hiddink's reign, after kind of being pretty off colour under Mourinho. The one goal scorer I do like, though, leaving those two aside, is Willian. He's been one of the shining lights of Chelsea's season. Of the 8 direct free kicks scored in the Champions League this season, Willian accounts for half of them. And he's 5-1 to score at any time here. In a tight game, it might be a bit of magic from a set piece that wins it. So the draw for me, straight down the middle. Chelsea to go back to Stamford Bridge and I think maybe get knocked out there. But I'll go for the draw, a 1-1. And if you want a goal scorer, William.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.